1,000 Questions, 1,000 Answers by Németné Hók Ildikó.
1. Family.
Questions 1. Family, relatives, relationships, appearance.
1. How big is your family?
A. Our family is rather small. Unfortunately, I grew up as an only child. I would always have liked to have a brother or a sister with whom I could have shared my problems.
B. Our family is quite large. I have got 2 elder brothers, both of whom work and live a happy family life with their wives and children. I have also got a sister who is younger than me, and she is still single. She lives with my parents, who are quite old and need looking after.
2. Who do you live with?
A. I am married, and I live with my husband and 2 daughters.
B. I am single, and I live with my parents. My father is an old age pensioner, but my mother still goes out to work. 3. What is your relationship with them like?
A. I trust my husband, and he trusts me. We get on very well with each other. We both work outside the home, and also share looking after our 2 daughters. As we have the same interests, we go out everywhere together. We don't argue much, even if we have had some tough times.
B. I don't get on very well with my parents. We often quarrel about unimportant things. They are both caring, but not very tolerant.
4. Are you in close contact with those members of your immediate family who don't live with you?
A. Our parents don't live with us, but we are in close contact with them. We often go and see them at the weekends. They are over the moon whenever we are there, and they love to spend the Sunday afternoons playing with their grandchildren. Occasionally, we have lunch with them too, when my mother prepares the children's favorite food.
B. My sister is divorced and lives with her 6-year-old son. She is a very busy person, and we don't often see her.
5. How important to you is your extended family?
A. I don't have very strong family ties, and I am not in close contact with many of my relatives. I haven't seen some of my nephews or nieces for ages, nor do I keep in touch with my cousins. At times, I bump into them in the street, and then we talk about what has happened to us since we last met.
B. I have a strong sense of family, which I have inherited from my mother. My home and my immediate family mean a great deal to me, and my extended family is very important as well. I like to see them as often as I can.
6. Who do you take after?
As for my appearance, I think I take after my father. 7. What do you look like?
A. I am in my late 20s. I am quite tall, and I am heavily built, but I have rather narrow shoulders. I am a little overweight.
B. I have wavy, medium-length dark hair. I have a short beard and a mustache. My eyes are brown, and I wear glasses.
C. I have got an oval face with a strong chin, a small nose, and small ears. I have full lips and an expressive face.
D. My face changes a lot when I smile. I have a high forehead. I like to think that it looks intelligent. I don't think I am good-looking, but I am not all that bad-looking either. I probably look a bit older than I am.
8. Do you think looks matter a lot?
A. I don't think looks matter much. After all, I believe that one shouldn't judge a book by its cover.
B. Yes, quite a lot. I don't think anyone really wants to look unkempt or unattractive. I admire those who have good taste in clothes, and I am annoyed when people have no dress sense. What looks nice, however, always depends on the occasion.
9. What clothes do you like wearing?
A. I am not really fashion conscious, as clothes are not important to me, and I am usually casually dressed. At home, I usually wear a tracksuit or a house coat. When I go out, I put on a pair of jeans and a sweater or a t-shirt.
B. At work, I like wearing colorful suits, while at a party, I prefer to wear black.
10. What does your mother, or father, or any member of your family look like?
A. My mother is very careful of her appearance. She is young for a grandma, and quite slim, too. Her hair is rather white, but it changes color according to fashion because she has it dyed. She has an oval face with a rather sharp nose, a wide mouth, hazel eyes, and a pale complexion.
B. My father is rather short, broad-shouldered, and stocky. He has a square face, a small turned-up nose, and yellowish-brown eyes. His hair is slightly wavy, but it is now quite thin. He is a little bit hard of hearing. He takes little interest in clothes and likes loose-fitting tweed jackets.
C. My mother-in-law is a stout woman of medium height. She has a round face, a double chin, a large nose, and brown eyes. She wears her hair in a tight bun. She is in very good health and appears strong and energetic. She normally has good sight, but she wears glasses for close work and reading. 11. What kind of person are you?
A. I am an extrovert. I prefer lively conversations to brooding on the meaning of life. I am a cheerful and sociable person, and I hate myself when I am moody or sulky.
B. I think I am an agreeable person, as I love to socialize. I have a good sense of humor, and I am usually cheerful. I know the shortest distance between two people is a smile.
C. I am quite sensitive to what is happening around me. I often feel depressed, and I like leaving things till tomorrow. At the same time, I am really understanding and cooperative. I always speak my mind and am never very sentimental. 12. Have you got your father's or mother's personality?
A. I have my mother's personality.
B. I have got my father's personality.
C. I think I have got my mother's personality rather than my father's personality. 13. In what respect are you like either of them?
A. My mother, just like me, is a fairly emotional person. I also express my emotions easily and never let them build up inside me.
B. My father is understanding and patient with people. He shows imagination. He often makes well-balanced decisions and, just like me, he copes well with new situations.
C. My mother is somewhat absent-minded and easily gets into a rage. I also tend to be moody quite often. 14. What is your picture of an ideal husband or wife or mother or father like?
A. An ideal spouse should be kind and understanding and supportive of his or her partner. Husbands and wives should share household responsibilities so that neither one has to take on more of the burden of running a household. In the past, the traditional ideal was that the husband would be the main breadwinner and the wife would stay home, manage the house, and raise children. However, nowadays, both partners usually need to work, so there often isn't a single breadwinner in the family.
B. An ideal parent should be responsible and set a good example for his or her children. A parent will have to be patient, as children sometimes misbehave or make mistakes as they are growing up. But a good parent is also firm, so that children learn good manners and good behavior. Parents should be loving and kind, and both mothers and fathers should play an equal role in their children's upbringing.